Jesus said, "A new commandment I give you, that you will love one another. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen." There is a weird but persistent belief in American religious life. I don't know where it comes from, but we all are susceptible to it from time to time. This weird, persistent belief that church is just for when you have things fall into place in your life. Church going is meant for those who have something figured out. Church going is meant for those who have something all together. This weird belief, I think we are all subjected to it from one time or another, and we all use it from one time to another. And it goes something like this in seasons in your life. You're a teenager, and church feels boring. Seems like the last thing that you want to do because it just doesn't seem to be relevant. That preacher, all of those words that they speak, all of the motions and things that we do, it just doesn't make any sense, and I'm bored. And so I'll come to church once it's interesting. I'll come to church once I feel it's relevant and I'm engaged. So then you get a little older, you go to college, and you enter into, or maybe not college, but you enter into your early adulthood life, and you find yourself going through a season where things are a little bit less disciplined. And whether you spend your time going to school or going out partying, you feel yourself surrounded by people who seem to have something else figured out. And the people that go to church, they seem to be good. And I don't feel good. So I'm not going to go to church until I feel good and until I feel like I'm disciplined enough to be in church. Then we get a little older and we enter into later adulthood. And we find ourselves struggling with belief. We sit in the pew and we hear people say words about God that maybe we're not so sure that we believe. We say that Nicene Creed every single week that sounds a little complicated and erudite, and I'm not so sure I understand all of it or believe all of it all the time, and so I'm not going to go to church until I believe it. I will confess to you tonight that I myself have participated in all of these reasonings, in all of these seasons throughout all of my life, and I would bet that many of you have done the same. Church going is hard, and I think it is challenging for us because it's about community. It's about belonging to one another, and community is hard. Being a part of this body is a difficult thing to do, participating in one another's life and in the life of God as we are gathered together. And so for me, it was always very important to me throughout most of my life being a Christian that whatever church I went to, I wanted to be able to bring my full self, all of it. There were plenty of times that I felt very strongly about God, about my faith. I really was feeling very close and connected with God, and I was happy and joyful about faith. But there were also plenty of other times when I was not feeling quite so connected to God, where I was bored and wanting to be challenged to do something interesting, where I was struggling with feeling not good enough, or I was struggling with maybe not feeling like I believe enough. I wanted to bring all of those parts of myself to church too. And so every church that I have been to, belonged to, and now that I've become a priest and serve many churches, every church that I've gone to, I've always looked for those places where I knew I could bring my full self. And there are always signs, because church is always a place that you can bring your full self. So there are always signs kind of hidden in our community that remind us that we are meant to bring all of us to this place. So when I came here to St. Paul's, I was looking for that sign. I was looking for that place where I was going to be reminded that this is where you're supposed to bring your full self, Sarah. And I found it one Sunday morning in Grumpy Judas. Does anybody else know what I'm talking about? Grumpy Judas? This is one of my favorite things, and I look at it every single Sunday morning. Up here, the stained glass, it's Grumpy Judas. And if you're sitting a little far back, you might not be able to see, so I'll describe him to you. Grumpy Judas is sitting at the end of the table here, and he has this huge frown on his face, and he's got his hands up like this, like, this is the last place that I want to be right now. And I love him so much because it reminds me of myself. It reminds me that sometimes I don't always want to be in church, and sometimes I'm grumpy, and sometimes I'm angry, and sometimes I'm bored or disbelieving or struggling with belonging. You know, and you look at all the rest of the disciples that are seated at this table, and I realize that all of the breadth of humanity is represented in these disciples' faces. There are these two in the center that are very clearly connected with Jesus. They are very happy to be there, looking at him prayerfully. And then there's these guys over here on the side that are kind of talking to each other. They look like they're gossiping. There's this guy over here who's looking off to the left like he's being a little critical. And I think here we have all of the different things that we bring to church, which is happy and joyful and scared and wondering and struggling and doubtful and grumpy, all in the same place. So this is the community that Jesus draws together tonight. This is the table that Jesus sets for us tonight on this Maundy Thursday. And so this table is where it all falls into place. Our lives don't necessarily fall into place by our own making. They fall into place in community, in the messy lives of being Christians together in church. So this Maundy Thursday begins the holy series of 3 days, the Triduum, where we are reminded and we relearn all over again the stories of Jesus' painful journey to the cross, to his crucifixion, to his death. And we experience, along with the disciples, what that night was like. That one last night that the disciples were all gathered together for the Last Supper. We heard in the Gospel of John tonight that Jesus brought everyone together for the Passover meal. And they all shared in a meal together, and then he brought them to a place of his own servanthood, where he set up a basin of water and began to wash his disciples' feet as a sign of his own servanthood, his own love for them, and his own painful place with them. So tonight we are going to wash each other's feet as a remembrance of that. And I would recommend all of us to come forward and to do this. It's a very powerful spiritual practice. Not just of participating in Maundy Thursday, but a reminder that this is the place where you bring your full self. This is where you bring your Sunday best, and you bring your cutest dress on Sunday morning, your sharpest bow tie. You also bring your feet that might be dirty. They might smell. You might have worn ugly shoes. You bring all the parts of yourself that are good and God-given gifts, and you bring all the parts of yourself that are broken and messy. This is the place that Jesus invites us to bring our full selves. And then we come together for the Eucharist. And this is a special Eucharist. This is the last Eucharist that we will have before Easter, where we will gather together and we will break bread and drink wine and remember Jesus's great sacrifice to us and his great love for us. there is a place for you at this table too. I look at these faces and I'm reminded that Judas is often painted as the villain in the story. And his betrayal was big, it's true. But let's not forget that all the disciples, in some way, betrayed Jesus. And let us not forget that they're all sitting there in all of their mess, in all of their dirt, in all of their stuff that they bring that is good and stuff that they bring that is not. And the thing that I love so much is that you see their feet. At the very, very bottom, there's a row of words right there at the bottom, and then you can see their little feet. They're very small, but the reminder that they bring their mess. They bring the dirt between their toes. So tonight, bring your mess. Bring your full self. Bring everything that you are carrying with you, all of your sins and all of your joys and all of your own doubts. Bring your full self. Come to this table and see what grace Jesus has for you.